All right, everybody, we are at quorum. Thank you very much for the attending to the March 20th, 2019 KPFT LSB meeting. I guess, as we do, let's start with staff recognition. Does anybody have any staff recognition?
Point of order.
Yes, Joseph.
Unfortunately, we have a dual board situation here. I mean, from certain point, people points of view, you're not the legitimate chair. Some people believe you are the legitimate chair. And unfortunately, this has created a very difficult political situation. And I believe it needs to be acknowledged up front. And I think considering the people that are here, and even if you were to be elected, I think there should be an election of for a pro tem chair for the meeting, irrespective of who gets it. But I think there's a controversy, and I think we should try to respect everybody in the room as much as possible.
Point well taken. Can we I think we need to at least get through roll call before
point
we can
order.
Do anything like that? Just a moment.
Well, the roll call is in question.
Point of
That's
order.
Another problem.
Well,
I mean,
well
I guess
we can't,
you
but we
call
can't
from both lists.
Agree, but we can't establish anything without a roll call. So
I appreciate what you're saying.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, you called this meeting. There was also Ted who called his own meeting, as usual. This is the meeting that Matthew Moore chairs, and this is the meeting that Matthew Moore called. So I don't think it should be point well taken at all. If there were two competing meetings, there aren't anymore because Ted is no longer chair of the other LSB. So just continue on, I think, and let's get through this.
Yeah, points well taken. And, you know, agreed that everybody may, I'll put you guys on the side just a second. And hopefully this will be good for everybody. I will do Rick and Rita.
I call
look,
the orders of the day.
We're going to, let me just finish this one statement. We're going to, you know, we're getting to the point where we're going to elect chair anyway, so let's just convene, let's call some roll, and, you know, it's all going to shake out in the end anyway. I don't know why we need to really drag things on, but, you know, I understand that there is controversy, there is question, but, you know, I think as we all kind of know, this is the meeting that will kind of reestablish things to be where they're supposed to be for the most part. And Rick called orders of the day. Do we vote on orders of the day? Is that how we do it? Or how do we?
No, that just means, you know, get on.
All right. Okay, so then we're still at staff recognition.
We should work on a convener vote.
I also call this. No, we don't do any what?
Did you actually call it today?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Bill.
Well, I just want to recognize all the staff of Payton who worked so hard during the last fund drive.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Any other staff recognition? Okay. Richard, would you call the roll, please?
Daniel Adam?
Alan?
Here.
No. She requested
an excuse
absence.
Okay. Danielle
Allen. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Alana Wan.
Here.
Wesley Bethune. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
I am present.
Elena Duncan.
Here.
Lindy Foley.
Point of information.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Please wait.
Don Freeman.
Here.
Wally James.
Not here.
Jim Crocker.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Adrian La.
Present.
I'm working. I'm new. Matthew Moore.
Here.
Okay, here we go.
Danae Moreno.
Danae Moreno.
She'll be here later.
Is that absent or present?
Currently absent.
Venetia Patel Adams. Not here.
She has an excuse to absence requested.
Rick Vidal.
Here.
I apologize for being slow, but reading names for the first time is tough for me. Senator Rollin.
Present.
Darrell Robbins.
Here.
Nancy Savara Tony.
Present.
Wendy Schrell. Where is she? Is she not here? Casey Sinclair? No. Rita Washington?
Present.
Venetia Williams?
She requests an excuse absence.
Egberto?
Here.
Okay. Nancy, what was your point of information?
The excused absences, who are they?
It's Danny Allen, Venetia Patel Adams, and Venetia Williams.
Okay, and then my question is, why is Elaine Duncan and Jim Kraft still on the roster?
Let's stop another year.
Because the meetings that you're saying that they were unexcused for are invalid meetings, and so...
They don't count.
Point of order. Yes, Joseph, your point of order?
Again, given the conflict in the situation, and there's going to be this absolute disagreement on some of these subjects, I don't want to try to claim who and who is not legitimate. Because there's no value in doing so. However, for all persons who were not called and who do feel they have a legitimate place here, we should let them speak up, have their names mentioned as present for the role, so at least for the records in the future, we'll know how to straighten this out in the long run. Because right now, you would end up counting absences against people who may legitimately have seats on this board.
I don't see either of those people here who would be replaced.
Bob Gardner was not called.
Oh, well, Bob Gardner is no longer on this board.
Again, from a certain point of view.
Bob Gardner not being on the board has nothing to do with...
the claim that he's not on the board.
That's a whole different situation.
And that's all I'm saying. Okay. Is that since people aren't present, for the records, we should make known to people who have claimed to be present, and it should be in the record. If what you say is true, then there's no conflict in having that recorded for the record that they're true. If, on the other hand, it should be turned out to be factually different, then we have accurate information to base sorting it out on.
So who are you saying should be on the board?
Anyone here who feels that they weren't called and who should be counted on the roll as being president under under some kind of a duress or question, how whatever you want to say it, I think should be acknowledged. So that way, we're not trying to screw any particular person here.
Bill?
Well, Liz have a good point. Elaine and Jim were called and they're not here, so that's noted. But I'd like to move to excuse Venetia Williams, Venetia Patel Adams, and Danielle Allen.
Request
second.
Information.
A second.
what's your request?
Well, Mr. Cavane, I would like to know by what authority and what bylaws is Bob Gardner removed?
We'll get back to that, thank you. As for the excused absences, I'm going to deal with the excused absences, then we can talk about all these other issues.
Point of personal privilege.
You're out of order, Mr. Gardner.
Do we have objections?
You are out of order, Mr. Gardner, and your next one you'll be asked to leave, as will anybody from the public who does this. Thank you.
Mr. Cavan.
Are there any objections to accepting
anything?
Are there?
Point
you are out of order, Mr. You are out of order, Mr. Lark.
Point of order.
You get one. That's your first warning.
Matthew,
you
can
Mr. Chair.
No, just one minute.
You're not a dictator.
We are taking a vote for a moment. I'm asking if there are any objections.
I have a legitimate point of order.
You cannot interrupt the vote.
There is no vote.
There is. Are there any objections
there
to
no
the
vote.
Are there any objections to the excused absences?
You arbitrarily.
No.
Hearing none. Moving on.
You can't run this. You can't run this organization like it's your personal business.
I am running
it. I asked for a point of order, and I have every right for a point of order.
Not during a vote, Mr. Lark. You know better.
There was no vote.
Really? Then what was moved and seconded and asking for objections?
Who seconded?
Who seconded?
It was second.
Okay.
It was
2 seconds over here.
We had 2 seconds over here. Thank you. And if you would not talk over people, you would have probably heard it.
I asked the point of order before the second.
No, you did not.
Teresa, no.
Teresa.
I do have a question. Is Anissa Peruk, was Anissa Peruki elected to the LSB?
No, she was not.
No. Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
Sure. Joseph.
No, I was just going to point out that as far as all these points of what I want to think, it's important to resolve them one at a time. I know people are trying to interrupt you and get their particular point of order in front of you, but the last thing I think that we did in order was discussing getting people's name on roll as present, irrespective of the arguments.
Sure.
So can you give me a rule on that one way or the other and then move on?
Yes, I would like to get to that. Please, Mr. Ezel, please show that Wally James and Wesley Bethune have arrived.
Okay.
And are present. Thank you.
Wally
yes,
James at 7:15 and Wesley Bethune at 7:16. My question was, isn't it that Bob Gardner was elected by staff for 3 years, and there is nothing in the bylaws that says one staff must keep their 30 hours previous to whatever point in time of service. We've had staff board members who changed jobs to work for another organization. They were never kicked off the board because of that. Once you're elected, you must respect the voting, the voters.
Well, I disagree with your interpretation of the bylaws, and I will point that out, Nancy. Nancy, I let you speak, and I'm answering your question.
No, you interrupted me.
No, I didn't. You were finished, and I said that I disagree, and I will explain it to you, and I'm not going to be held to the fact that other people maybe didn't interpret the bylaws the same way. Chairs,
well, the bylaws does not say after
yes,
you lose
okay.
30 hours of staff work, you're kicked off the board.
If you
does
read,
not say. Show me where it says.
I will. So I'm getting ready to tell you, Nancy. Section 4, removal of delegates, or it's Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates. A delegate can be removed for a disqualifying act. If you look at what constitutes a staff member per Section 3, it's 30 hours of work in the prior 3 months. Not only has Mr. Gardner not done that because his last day of working at KPFT was 12/19/2018, but because he has been barred from the station, there is absolutely no way he can make up those 30 hours or do 30 hours in the next 3 months. So therefore, it is a disqualifying act, and he is no longer a staff member on this board.
Point
no,
of order.
No, that's an opinion.
And that is my ruling.
Point of order.
Sorry. Yes.
That's your ruling. Does anyone object?
I object.
Before you object, I have been recognized, I believe.
Yes. Please let me run the meeting.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to point out that we can only have one convene at a time. And if you want to sanction folks like you tried to sanction me, you should be consistent. Otherwise, it's void. Second, we have a president that you were part of, given that the most recent member, Rhonda, had a position, was fired, and no one removed her off of the board.
I was not chair then.
You don't have the authority to make that decision. At least it's got to be a vote of the board. You do not have a unilateral authority to make these decisions.
Joseph,
you're not a dictator, as I said before. You've interrupted me, sir. I was making a point, and you yield the floor to me. So be consistent. The least you could do. But the fact that Rhonda, and you all know this, the newcomers don't. Now, hopefully, they won't be tainted with this process of selective memories and selective application of rules. But Rhonda was fired, and she served on this board for 6 straight months without having a position. So based on your analogy, based on your excuse, based on what you just put forth, it don't hold water. Robert is still on this board.
Take that up with Ted. Yes.
Point of order. I think that you've made a ruling, and that would entail that we have, if someone objects to your ruling, I think it's 2-4, 2 against. I'd like to put myself on the staff for 4.
Okay. Agreed.
And I'd like for it to be timed, please.
Point well taken. And I'm going to start timing all points of order. We'll give everybody 1 minute on points of order.
Request for information.
Can I be put on the staff for 4?
You are on the staff, yes.
Request for information. As you accepted that point of order, and as that member just asked another question out of order, what rule was broken for you to recognize and cite that point of order as improper order? Because there was no rule broken.
I think as you've seen with Joseph and Nancy, I've given a lot of latitude, and I'm going to continue to give some latitude today, because partly it's my first time, and partly because there is a lot of stuff that needs to be unraveled here.
Respecting that, but you still didn't answer the question. What rule was broken? Absolutely none. So as a result, this action is inappropriate. And it's not in order.
What action is inappropriate, are you saying?
This point of order that now you want to act on.
No, because I'm assuming Joseph still wants to challenge the ruling of the chair.
But Joseph didn't challenge the ruling of the chair, Mr. Conveyor.
Joseph, do you still challenge the ruling of the chair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, moving on. All right, so I'll take 2-4, 2 against. We've got Adrian on the stack. Who else wants to be on the stack?
On speaking my tongue.
Okay, so the ruling is that Bob Gardner no longer qualifies as a staff member, and there's no possible way that he can ever, in the near future, be a staff member, and so therefore his seat is being released and passed on to the next staff delegate who was elected in the 2018 elections.
I rise to speak against.
Okay. So we've got Dwayne against. Anyone else? Anyone else want to speak on this?
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
As
long as I'm not thrown out for opening my mouth.
You're not being recognized as a partner. So we just, okay, we're going to give 2 minutes to each person. Adrian, you can start.
Mr. Chair, I guess it's start motivation.
You're right. So bear with me.
Thank you.
Joseph, go ahead. 2 minutes.
Okay. Again, removal of delegates only is qualified under Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates. And, of course, as you were citing specifically, Section B, which refers to upon occurrence of a disqualifying act, e.g., the appointment of elected political office. I will note that the election of political office is specifically mentioned in Article 4, Section 2, A, eligibility. About the halfway down the first paragraph. The specific disqualifying acts are listed in the bylaws. We can't just decide that we're going to do something. Timeliness of occupation or the staff qualifications at a given time are only required during A, an election process and seating, and B, in Article 4, Section 10, filling of vacancies. So whenever someone's on the runner-up list, they again have to be checked at that point. So there are only 2 points when a delegate is seated for staff at which the requirement for actually the 30 hours and the requirements of the part for staff is a problem. That is during running for the election and being seated, and if you end up being seated later as a runner-up. And the very fact that the in Article 4, Section 2, the specific instance that was listed under Article 4, Section 9B is cited shows that the bylaws have that specific instance in mind, and it's cited in the bylaws. And we can't just make up reasons to remove people's rights, because by California law, everybody member has a right to their seat. We cannot arbitrarily take away someone's seat, even if we want to interpret things in certain ways. That's not our privilege. I can't remove you, you can't remove me. It doesn't matter. So that is my argument. Thank you.
Thank you. Adrian?
Well, what Joseph stated was an example that's named in that bylaw as one example of I would assume, any number of disqualifying acts. The bylaws clearly state that in order to be considered staff, you have to have had 30 hours of work done in the previous 3 months. Mr. Gardner is not only not representative of staff in any way, since he can't even go into the building, he's been banned from the building, he doesn't represent staff, he hasn't done 30 hours in the past 3 months, he doesn't even... It is absurd to think that you could represent staff and not be allowed in the building. If anyone else got fired or lost their show, there would be countless opportunities for that person to do 30 hours in 3 months. They could do that very easily. They could walk in and volunteer in any number of ways. But Mr. Gardner can't do that. He can't even walk into the building. He's so far removed from staff that it makes no sense for him to serve on this board as a staff member. If he wants to pay his dues and become a listener member and then go and run in the next election as a listener member, that would make inordinately more sense than being a staff member. He does not represent staff. He can't even go in the building. He's been banned from the building, not to mention countless other things that I can't mention in non-executive session. It is ridiculous to even entertain the notion of him being on this board as a staff member. And what Joseph quoted was an interpretation of the bylaws. It is well within your right, Mr. Chair, to make this decision, to make this call, if we can vote on it. People who don't agree with you can vote it down, but you do have a right and opportunity to speak at the end, though, at the beginning and at the end. So I suggest that you take it. That's all I need to say.
Thank you. Mr. Lark?
Let's be clear. My comments are to the unaligned members of this body. If you consider yourself unaligned, let's be clear. There are two factions on this body. Now, I won't explain what those factions represent, but I appeal to you, to your higher consciousness. Fired is a term the previous speaker mentioned. Rhonda Gardner was fired. Rhonda Gardner, based on this previous speaker's comments, did not go and get 30 hours or serve 30 hours, nor did any member who's in her faction bring any motion to remove her as such as being the case. Of course, it's absurd, I'll use that word as well, to say that you referred to the previous chair about why he didn't do something. Frankly, didn't do it because there's a rule that was not an interpretation, but is letter. The spirit of it and the letter of it is very clear. So I appeal to those of you who are not aligned. Don't vote based on some party line. Vote based on the facts. And the facts is the most recent president is Rhonda Gardner, who was fired, who part of that faction. And they didn't come up with any of this. If they were fair, they would have. But what you'll see in the next few months would be that there's selective choice of when you're going to apply, when you're going to interpret something, when you're going to apply to certain people and when you're not going to apply to others. If you want to be a part of that, fine. You'll expose yourself. But this is one of these clear-cut examples that if you have a person who was on that faction who had the same infraction that this convener is referring to, why he has the authority, which he doesn't, to send an edict that you're off the board, if at least based on our process, you would have to have the board vote to make that into effect. Not one person has that.
Hi, Mr. Lark.
The Lark.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and close this out. A few comments. To Joseph's point.
May I ask for a point of information?
Sure.
Do we... I don't know specifically why he was banned from the station. Can I ask that?
We can discuss it in the public session. To Joseph's
So where's
point,
my opportunity to speak?
You don't get one.
I don't get one.
No.
How cute.
Yeah.
So
according to order. Can you
is that pseudo-sexual?
Can you call this person to order?
Mr. Gardner?
Yeah,
that is your second. That this is your one more time, and you're being rejected whether you're on the board or not. Thank you.
Right.
To Joseph's point about, yes, it says E.G. Okay, so when you read Section 4, Removal of Delegates, subsection B, it says a disqualifying act. In parentheses, it says, e.g., candidate being elected to office. E.g. is a cat. This is an example. This is an example of something that can happen. It's not a complete list. It's here's something that could happen. Now, he also brought up corporation code. You can also be removed from the board by being charged with a felony. You can also be removed for financial impropriety. So the laundry list does not begin and end at you became a candidate at an elected office for the city or something like that. So that doesn't add up. As for Rhonda Gardner and all of that, there was an entire majority of the board that could have brought a motion to remove her at any time, and they didn't. And now they're complaining because somebody else, I don't know, maybe thought of it first. So I don't know what to say about the past. I don't know what to say about the fact that actions weren't taken beforehand. That's not my problem. It's not my business. This is how I read the interpretation, and I think it's appropriate and in order. And with that, we will move to a vote.
Point of order.
Yes.
My point of order is that since this, we're to take this vote and to take this action would be to take an action that is in violation of the bylaws. That is not in order. We can't have a unanimous vote and decide to do something against the bylaws. And even if we voted unanimously to say he doesn't have a seat, that act is in itself automatically null and void by law. And just to add to
point of order, his argument
sections,
we talked
about other disqualifying acts. Those are in fact covered under sections D and E of that article.
Now you're being repetitive.
Thank you very much.
Yourself. You know, if enough people in here do not believe that it is against the bylaws and that is well within the bylaws, that's what we're voting on. If that goes up to the PMB level, and then there it is. If it goes to Ford Green, then there it is. All we can do is act in our best conscience. I bring up the argument. We're going to vote on it, and that is that.
Secretary, I just want to verify that at least my point of order, because it is required by to this, enter to the minutes.
Mr. Uzel, if you would like to take the vote, please. Okay, so what we are voting on is to sustain the chair's ruling. So a vote yes is to sustain my ruling that Bob Gardner is no longer a member of this board. That is a yes vote.
Because he's not a staff person, that's the
correct. Reason. That's the argument. Yes.
You don't have to do the other one.
No, no, no.
Point of
order.
No.
Okay, was he
representing staff or listener?
Staff.
Right. No, I understand.
And We'll discuss that.
Well,
there's
a point of order. Can I have an answer to my question? Is it not the same thing? She doesn't work there. She doesn't.
It's not the same thing. And if you'll let us take the vote, I'll completely explain it. Can we get to that after the vote? Is that okay? Because we'll talk about it, and I'm fine talking about it. Okay. Well, let's dispose of this point of order. Let me dispose of this point of order. So, well, we hadn't started it. So, okay. What Mr. Bethune is asking, and rightfully so, is about Wendy Schrell. Wendy Schrell was just elected as a staff representative. Now, Wendy Schrell was let go from KPFT, and when they came up for staff elections, the NES saw fit to say she is a valid staff member at that time, and I understand time has lapsed since then, but because she was just elected and is just being seated tonight, her clock starts now. So she has 3 months. If she doesn't do 30 hours in the next 3 months, then she will be subject to the same thing. But the fact of the matter is, she still does work there, as far as I understand. And she is full. And I actually talked about this with her today. and that's her clock starts now.
Well, request for information.
Sure.
Have you spoken with the manager, the only one who can certify?
Yes, I have.
So you have
orders
in writing from the manager that she is done 30 hours.
Well, she has her clock starts now. So she has 3 months to do 30 hours.
How can you read that? How can you apply that according to our bylaws? And her clock starts and his clock never started.
Because if she, had never gotten elected, it'd be a moot point.
Delegate now.
We can't have a conveyor, sir.
Oh, hey, everybody.
I'm talking to the conveyor.
Her clock starts now because she was just elected. If she weren't elected, it would be a moot point.
Well, I think what's the moot point is
that Mr. Lark was just
over
this. Thank you very much.
Yes, we did.
I apologize for being late and missing the beginning of this discussion, but I just wanted to kind of, I was from time to time, give historical context on these kinds of issues. And what I know is when they were writing the bylaws, the people were concerned that managers could make up their own composition of the board by firing staff people and canceling radio shows and stuff like that. And so it was never put in there that you can't, that you immediately change categories, or, you know, that you can't, you're not on anymore if you change categories. I do actually happen to volunteer with two different radio shows, so I am still a volunteer at KPFT, but when I ran for the board, there's no mechanism, as far as anybody's ever applied, that when they change categories that you're off the board automatically. It was just like the bylaws say you qualified at the time to run. It doesn't say anything about how you, you know.
Well, and there's an extenuating circumstance here.
Information.
Hold on. Alon had to end up first.
A point of order. Wouldn't it be illegal under the staff rules of being on the board to elect someone to the board as a staff if they hadn't completed the requirements of being staff?
I don't, it's not for me to second guess what the NES did.
No,
the NES did that.
Yes,
Leslie.
Okay.
We are still debating this. I don't understand why. Can you move to a vote?
I'm dealing with points of information. So that's your second warning. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, for historical reference, we've never done this before. I think Sandra Rawline could attest.
This isn't a point of information. This is just something that you're saying, so I'm just going to dispose of it.
Okay, here, I'll put it in the question.
Okay.
I would like to ask the delegate, Sandra Rawline, if she too has served in the position.
I'm going to rule that out of order. I'm sorry, Wesley. That's not germane to the conversation. Thank you very much. Let's move to the vote.
I'm in the middle of my
change. And I said it was out of order. I said it was out of order. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because it's not germane to this discussion. I've already said
about precedence.
I didn't. I said precedence doesn't matter. I said call me a trendsetter. Here we go.
No.
Onward and upward. Please call the vote.
Your higher conscience.
Okay. Do I call the vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, by raising your hands, who votes to sustain the chair?
Please repeat what the voting on.
Sustaining the chair means a yes vote to sustain the chair is that Bob Garner is no longer a member of, is no longer recognized as a staff member and is removed from this board.
So, keep your hands up.
Eleven. And all those opposed?
Thank you, Ms.
And I think there's one abstention.
Ask for an
abstention. Any abstentions? Okay.
Two.
There are two?
Two.
Okay.
Rick and who?
No. Since I'm still on the board, now I am not abstaining.
And Richard, did you vote?
Richard doesn't get to vote.
Thank you.
So, you have 11-7-2?
11-7.
So that's 11 to sustain, 7 against and 2 abstentions. So where does that leave us? Is it a pass on a majority?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the motion passes. And Bob Gardner, if you'll please remove yourself from the tables.
Okay. Teresa, did you ever learn how to spell my last name?
We just broke the bylaws.
Yeah, of course you did.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. You can please remove yourself from the table
all year.
Quite a lot of vote.
And $1,000 an hour to Ford Green, the lawyer.
Y'all are just a bunch of gangsters.
Goodbye, Mr. Gardner. You're being asked to leave the hall now. Thank you very much.
Y'all are in hate to kill him.
Do not
kill him. I'm going to just decide to spend some of my money on
him. Well, I'll not leave. I'm just here.
What's the
next time?
Okay, Mr. Gardner, I'm going to be very clear here. If you open your mouth one more time, you're going to be asked to leave this hall. Thank you very much. And Ms. Cassinade, I'm giving you a warning as well. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, yeah, you're out of
order. I know what you're
doing.
Yes, and the public will be held to rules of decorum. Thank you. As it states in Robert's Rules of Order.
That's not in the bylaws.
It's in Robert's Rules.
That's the dictator bylaws.
No, it's not.
Mr. Trump.
Anyway, moving on. Okay. All right. Well, on to welcoming the new delegates. Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you very much. We've got lots of returning members. We got a couple new members. So I'd like to go around the table, and if you are newly on the board or returning to the board from the election, please, we'll give you 30 seconds to say hello, say your name, and whatever you want to say. And we'll start over here with Sandra Rowland.
Of course you will. Okay, well, my name is Sandra Rowland. This is my third round of being on the local station board, and I'm looking to feel a lot of positive work done, raise money, and move the station forward as well as the foundation. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Linda Boley, and I'm a new member, and I'm just happy to be a member on the LSP KPFT. Thank you.
Ms. Washington.
Hello. My name is Rita Washington, and I just want to thank all of you for yet again voting me to be back, although very slimly, on the board, and looking forward to working with all of you and seeing what you can do to really make a difference with KPFT.
Bill Crozier, reelected. Thank you for being here, and looking forward to working with everybody, really everybody, on helping KPFT and Pacifica raise money and get more listeners and, you know, do better.
So I'm Wendy Schrell. Thank you for pronouncing it right. There's the O and an E, and you just don't say the O. So anyway, this I was on the board before, also from 2004 to 2010, and I spent five of those years on the national board too. And I've been a staff member a couple times, so I think I have a lot of experience with KPFT and a lot of stuff that doesn't work too. So I'm hoping that we can get together and do some good things for the station. I was listening to a meeting on the way here of the national board. It was a programming committee or something, and I'm impressed with the ED. We have a new ED who knows a lot of stuff about running radio stations, which is, you know, better than a political appointment. So that's exciting to me. And also, this starts the build up to 50th anniversary of KPFT. So I hope people will work with me on that, maybe raising money.
Thank you.
I'm Beth Louise. I'm with the board. I am just hoping that after one day of what we just saw here, that we'll finally start really working towards KPFT. I heard Brother Loins speak about factions. I am not going to be a part of any faction. Let me tell you something, okay? Anything that seems positive going forward is exactly what I think all of us should be supporting. If we think that it's about factions, we're going to have a very, very hard time. If we have people that are going to be disruptive, whoever on whatever side folks believe, we're not going to get a darn thing done. So if you give me 10 more seconds, I'm going to work with absolutely everybody. I mean that. And I really hope that we can get something done, because this station is a jewel. And everything that we've done in the last 44 minutes had absolutely nothing to do with moving the station forward. And with that, thank you.
Yes, you did.
Hi, I'm Adrian. Thank you, Umberto, for what you said. I really appreciate it. It's really important that moving forward, I know that this has been a very contentious time for all of us, and a lot of us have some very sore feelings on both sides about what's happened. I would really like us to turn over a new leaf and be able to work together positively. I have seen how, in my opinion, that is not something that the former majority embraced, and I would really like us to change that. I feel that we all want the same thing. I feel that we are all ultimately on the same side, which is on Pacifica's side, and that we all have something to bring to the table. And if we could maximize how we bring that forward and maximize on the talents that we all have, I think that that would be something that would be very good for Pacifica in the long run. This has been too much fighting for too long.
Thank you.
I'm Janae Moreno, a new member. I'm here. I'm excited to see how we can move KPST forward with positivity, peace, and justice. And I'm excited to see how we can all come together and unify and work together to make a difference in this community.
I'm Alana Purim, and I echo the words of Egberto. I do not feel that I am part of a faction. I've been accused of a lot of things that are not true. And we will see in the days ahead who is a disruptor of the meetings and who is not. But let us focus on the positive values of the station. There are many things going on in this world, politically, ecologically, and so forth, that the station should be doing better programming about. I honestly admit, I spend more time listening to KUHF than to KPFT, because KUHF has got some really good programs that I can learn some things from. So let's resolve to make KPFT the same way. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm Teresa Allen. I'm very happy to be here. I turned off the board, and it's taken me 2 years waiting on an election to run again. While I was off the board, I participated in development, and I'm very much interested in development, and I just enjoy the positive effort toward helping the station. And it really burns me and bothers me if we get petty. So I would like to remind people that David Barsamian, who I've met a number of times, will be of Alternative Radio, will be speaking on April 1st at 6 p.m. at U of H and Agnes Arnold Hall on the role of media.
They brought him, or did we bring him?
They brought him. And also remind people that this Sunday is the K50 birthday party at the Heights Theater, I believe. And I'm hoping that board members will, if you can't attend, at least go on social media and promote it, because it's an exciting event.
Thank you.
I wasn't able to work on that because I was a candidate. So.
And I'm Darrell Robbins.
coming back to the board after hiatus. I had to step down from the board because I was taking care of my elderly parents, and so now I'm back to re-elected and glad to be here.
Wesley Bethune, glad to be back. I hope we can be civil, no screaming. That really gets me. And I hope we can find a way to do our business, but mostly about the partisan bickering and all that stuff. It really, all it amounts to is money. That's the main thing. Will we be able to survive in the system? Whether you just like, you know, country music all the time, or whether you like news programs or opinions, it doesn't make any difference if we're not, if we don't have control of it. Some of our people have wanted to go into bankruptcy, and right now our assets are being held for security on a loan, which no one's making any plans to pay back as far as I know. So this is really the main thing. I mean, frankly, you know, Kevin White gets my panties in a twist. You know, I hate responding to these emails and shit. But I'm back here, and hopefully we can work together. But it's about the money, folks. About the money. Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Dwayne Lark. I am serving my 8th year with 1 year off as the rules require. But I didn't stop. I was still around, still serving. I double speak here about working together, and I am part of the faction. I'm part of the faction that's trying to hold accountability, transparency, and to expose those who have and labored to put this foundation in millions of dollars worth of debt, and on the national board asking almost every month, where is the plan to pay for it? Where aren't we having fundraisers? This so-called faction of majority that some of you say that you're not for, but the first action you've taken was to throw someone off the board. And thank you, Wendy, for being honest, and thank the other two who at least abstain from this action. But you can't double speak. You can't say, I want to work with you, I want to do, and then you turn around and So from that perspective, I'll reserve the balance of the time to try to speak to you when the national officers speak in terms of what's really going down, why there are factions, and what's the difference in them. But don't tell me you're not part of a faction. And you voted just, the first thing you did was throw someone off the board and put someone else on the board under the same pretext. That's hypocrisy. That's rape. And these days, hypocrisy and racism is almost like a badge of honor for people. And that's why I call it Trumpism.
Nancy, all right. Okay, so let's try to get through agenda approval in 8 minutes. That, or should we just start public comment early?
Let's approve the agenda. I will re-approve the agenda.
Second. Any objections? Yes. Or anybody have any?
I need to do two things. I need to request an executive session to look at motions that were passed before an executive session, and I'd like to move that right after public comment. And there's a motion on licenses that I would like to dispose of immediately after roll call. We've already done roll call, but I want to dispose of that as soon as possible, so maybe move that first after public comment, and then move right into executive session right after.
Okay, so
So then number 9 would be point of motion on absences.
Request of information.
And
request
10,
no, no,
what 10 would be executive mean? Session.
Do you want me to say the motion, Rick? Can I say
yeah.
the motion?
Yeah, read the motion.
Okay, hold on.
And I need a copy. I need a written copy of it so I can complete.
Yeah, thank you. I will. I have it. It's whereas the PN, it's shortish. Whereas the PNB passed a motion on November 29th, 2018, and I'd like to give it to you, Richard, to cite it below, with strictures for the KPFT LSB to follow, lest its actions be considered null and void. And whereas on February 3rd, 2019, the chair of the PNB instructed the KPFT LSBs, as there were two at the time, to not hold meetings until certain outstanding questions were answered by Pacifica Legal Counsel. And whereas despite this, Ted Weisgill called LSB meetings on December 19th, January 9th, February 13th, and March 13th that did not conform to the PNB resolutions or to the PNB chair's requests. Therefore, be it resolved that all absences incurred at said meetings, that's December 19th, January 9th, February 13th, and March 13th, be excused, irrespective of final decisions regarding said meeting status.
Second.
Request of information.
Yes.
Mr. Kavanagh, did I not just hear, speaking of the double speak, did I just not hear individuals saying they wanted to work together, but yet we have the first motion that is going to dig up old wounds that's really insignificant to moving forward? So why wouldn't that be ruled out of order in the interest of moving forward in a positive way?
I don't see that any rules being broken, that your point of order is not well taken.
I didn't say the point of order. I requested information.
You were requested information. Hold on a second.
Let's be
okay.
clear.
I'm sorry. And then you on. This is simply a motion about not penalizing people because of confusion.
And so I don't. I would not do that. Instead of spending time on something that happened in 2013, or whatever the date, 2018. Why don't we just move forward and get
because there was a contention brought up by your faction to remove Jim and Elaine for their absences at these meetings. Yep. So what's your argument?
With all due respect, if you want to refer to factions, if we're going to open up that can of worms about what faction did this,
you do not have the floor, Adrian.
Point of personal privilege, because Mr. Lark has been insulting to me, and all I'm trying to do is, as Matthew stated, these people were penalized for meetings that should have never occurred, that the PNB said that we shouldn't have. The PNB chair asked us to everyone to stand down. The LSB that was chaired by Mr. Moore stood down, while the other LSB continued to hold meeting after meeting after meeting and penalize people for not showing up to their invalid meetings. As defined, not as defined by Adrian, as defined by the PNB November 29th resolution, as they did not conform to the strictures of that resolution. So now all we're doing right now is trying to set the record straight and stop penalizing people.
Well, actually, all we're doing right now is we're trying to maybe get this on the agenda, and then we can motivate it later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, it's
on personal privilege.
I'm going to hear from Alon, and then we're probably going to go to public comment because he had his hand up first.
I was referred to, and I just would request that I'm able to address the fact that I did not insult anyone at all.
That's fine. Just everybody to your point.
I did, but I did.
Dwayne, stand down.
The question, I believe, was whether we approve of the agenda.
Yes.
I object to it for a couple of reasons. One being the point that was just raised in regards to so-called illegal meetings and the national board making such a ruling, but that in turn would be in violation of not having meetings. That's a debatable point. But the second thing I wanted to say is number 6 under the motions is purposefully vague in the sense that people could be penalized in various ways for reasons that are mainly opinions, you know, saying that someone is defaming someone else or making derogatory statements. You know, who is going to define
what are you referring to? What are you referring to?
Number six.
It looks like you're looking at the minutes from January 8th. Okay, anyway, no, it's time to move to public comment.
Mr. Chair,
quickly.
It was seconded.
I apologize.
I asked to put something on a place on the agenda. It was already seconded. Okay. I think that we ought to move to a vote on that. And when something's seconded, can we just move to a vote?
Yes, I did not hear the second. Thank you for pointing that out.
Bill seconded.
Okay, quickly. Vote to put the motion on absences as number 9 and executive session as number 10. All in favor, raise your hand.
Press to divide the question. The executive sessions and the other motion.
Okay. Do we have to vote on that?
Yes.
No, there's no vote.
We can just divide.
Point of information, yeah, and your request—the request is that this be addressed immediately after public comment.
Yes.
The two things be happen after public comment. One, the absence motion that I would just read, and two, that we move into executive session for matters that can only be discussed in executive session.
Okay. Well, we're at time certain, so. We're going to have to take that vote immediately after public comment. But I'm writing it down that that is what we will do. Okay. Public comment time. Anybody in the audience want to comment? I apologize. Well, we're four people in the audience, so...